Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Genesis 30 in the HCSB, and this is what it says. When Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children, she envied her sister. "Give me sons or I will die," she said to Jacob. Jacob became angry with Rachel and said, "Am I in God's place who has withheld children from you?" Then he said, "Here's my slave Bilhah. Go sleep with her and she'll bear children for me so that through her I can build a family." So Rachel gave her slave Bilhah to Jacob as a wife and he slept with her. Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. Rachel said, "God has vindicated me. Yes, he has heard me and given me a son," and she named him Dan. Rachel's slave Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Rachel said, "In my wrestling with God, I have wrestled with my sister and won," and she named him Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had stopped having children, she took her slave Zilpah and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Leah's slave Zilpah bore Jacob a son. Then Leah said, "What good fortune," and she named him Gad. When Leah's slave Zilpah bore Jacob a second son, Leah said, "I am happy that the woman call me happy," so she named him Asher. Reuben went out during the wheat harvest and found some mandrakes in the field. When he brought them to his mother Leah, Rachel said, "Please give me some of your son's mandrakes." But Leah replied to her, "Isn't it enough that you have taken my husband? Now you also want to take my son's mandrakes?" "Well," Rachel said, "you can sleep with him tonight in exchange for your son's mandrakes." When Jacob came in from the field that evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come with me, for I have hired you with my son's mandrakes." So Jacob slept with her that night. God listened to Leah. She conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. Leah said, "God has rewarded me for giving my slave to my husband," and she named him Issachar. Then Leah conceived again and bore Jacob a sixth son. "God has given me a good gift," Leah said. "This time my husband will honor me because I have borne him six sons," and she named him Zebulun. Later, Leah bore a daughter and named her Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel. He listened to her and opened her womb. She conceived and bore a son and said, "God has taken away my shame." She named him Joseph. "May the Lord add another son to me." After Rachel gave birth to Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, "Send me on my way so that I can return to my homeland. Give me my wives and my children that I have worked for and let me go. You know how hard I have worked for you." But Laban said to him, "If I have found favor in your sight, stay. I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you." Then Laban said, "Name your wages and I will pay them." But Jacob said to him, "You know that I have done for you what I have done for you and your herds. For you had very little before I came, but now your wealth has increased. The Lord has blessed you because of me. And now, when will I also do something for my own family?" Laban asked, "What should I give you?" And Jacob said, "You don't need to give me anything. If you do this one thing for me, I will continue to shepherd and keep your flock. Let me go through all your sheep today and remove every sheep that is speckled or spotted, every dark-colored sheep among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the female goats. Such will be my wage. In the future, when you come to check on my wages, my honesty will testify for me. If I have any female goats that are not speckled or spotted, or any lambs that are not black, they will be considered stolen." "Good," said Laban. "Let it be as you have said." That day, Laban removed the streaked and spotted male goats and all the speckled and spotted female goats, every one that had any white on it, and every dark-colored one among the lambs, and he placed his sons in charge of them. He put a three-day journey between himself and Jacob. Jacob, meanwhile, was shepherding the rest of Laban's flock. Jacob then took branches of fresh poplar, almond, and plain wood and peeled the bark, exposing white stripes on the branches. He set the peeled branches in the troughs in front of the sheep, in the water channels where the sheep came to drink. And the sheep bred when they came to drink. The flocks bred in front of the branches and bore streaked, speckled, and spotted young. Jacob separated the lambs and made the flocks face the streaked and the completely dark sheep in Laban's flock. Then he set his own stock apart and didn't put them in with Laban's sheep. Whenever the stronger of the flock were breeding, Jacob placed the branches in the troughs in full view of the flocks, and they would breed in front of the branches. As for the weaklings of the flocks, he did not put out the branches. So it turned out that the weak sheep belonged to Laban and the stronger ones to Jacob. And the man became very rich. He had many flocks, male and female slaves, and camels and donkeys. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you that in your word there are stories. And thank you that these stories often represent real, they always represent real people, but they are real stories of people with life and death and stress and worry and pain and hopes and dreams and sometimes dashed hopes and dreams. And we see here with Rachel finally having a son and naming him Joseph. And we know that Joseph had an amazing life. And so, Lord, we just thank you in this place that you answered Rachel's prayer. And it sounds like this was a long-standing, many-year prayer. And so I pray for my listeners today who have those long-standing, many-year prayers. And I pray, Father, that you would make some movement this week. I pray in particular for in my own life of those who are far from you, and the longing of my heart is to see them brought near. And so, Lord, would you woo those people in our lives who are far from you back to you? Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for giving Jacob cleverness in how to increase a flock as he prepared to move away from his father-in-law. And Lord, I do pray that you would help those today who are battling joblessness or financial insecurity, and I pray that you would give them new ideas. Lord, I just acknowledge right now with what you've done in my life this year, and I publicly thank you for turning a very difficult financial year around. And really, it was from you. It was from ideas that you gave me. And so I pray that for my listeners too. Would you just drop a great idea into their head today? And would you bless them today? Lord, thank you that you see us and you know us and you walk with us and you hear our prayers and you hear our cries. And I know for us, it seems like a really long time that you delay those answers, but they're perfect timing as we look back in retrospect. So help us to have that retrospective faith now, to really believe you now for the things that we'll thank you for later. I praise you, Jesus, for all you've done. In Jesus' name, that powerful, beautiful name, I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Just grateful for you. And again, if you want some of those, want to be part of that prayer episode, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray. And record a little message up to 5 minutes of your prayer request. Or you can get a free ebook at marydemuth.com/prevail. And that's like a 31-day devotional. It's like 60 pages long. So this is really a unique thing just for Pray Every Day listeners, as my thank you to you.